surreptitiously manoeuvred her broomstick a bit closer. "'Hmm,' said Granny after a while. "'It's the way the grapes hang over your ear,' said Nanny, encouragingly. "'You know, that's a hat of authority if ever I saw one.' "'Hmm, don't you think?' said Magrat. "'Well,' said Granny, grudgingly, "'maybe it's fine for foreign parts, "'where I ain't going to be seen by anyone as knows me. "'No one important, anyway. "'And when we get home, you can always eat it,' said Nanny Og. "'They relaxed. "'There was a feeling of a hill climbed, "'a dangerous valley negotiated. "'Magrat looked down at the brown river "'and the suspicious logs on its sandbanks. "'What I want to know is,' she said, "'was Mrs. Goggle really good or bad? "'I mean, dead people and alligators and everything?' "'Granny looked at the rising sun poking through the mists.
"'Good and bad is tricky,' she said. "'I ain't too certain about where people stand. "'Perhaps what matters is which way you face. "'You know,' she added, "'I truly believe I can see the edge from here.'
"'Funny thing,' said Nanny, "'they say that in some foreign parts you get elephants.' You know, I've always wanted to see an elephant. And there's a place in Clatch, or somewhere, where people climb up ropes and disappear. What for? Said Magrat. Search me. There's probably some cunning foreign reason. In one of Desiderata's books, said Magrat, she says that there's a very interesting thing about seeing elephants. She says that on the Stow Plains, when people say they're going to see the elephant, it means they're simply going on a journey because they're fed up with staying in the same place.
It's not staying in the same place that's the problem, said Nanny. It's not letting your mind wander.
I'd like to go up towards the hub, said Magrat, to see the ancient temples such as are described in Chapter 1 of The Way of the Scorpion.
"'And they'd teach you anything you don't know already, would they?' said Nanny, with unusual sharpness.
Magrat glanced at Granny.
"'Probably not,' she said meekly.
"'Well,' said Nanny, "'what's it to be, Esme? Are we going home, or are we going off to see the elephant?'
Granny's broomstick turned gently in the breeze.
"'You're a disgusting old baggage, Gither Og,' said Granny.
"'That's me,' said Nanny, cheerfully.
"'And Magrat Garlic?'
"'I know,' said Magrat, overwhelmed with relief. "'I'm a wet hen.' Granny looked back towards the hub and the high mountains. Somewhere back there was an old cottage with the key hanging in the privy. All sorts of things were probably going on. The whole kingdom was probably going to rack and ruin without her around to keep people on the right track. It was her job.' There was no telling what stupidities people would get up to if she wasn't there.
Nanny kicked her red boots together idly.
"'Well, I suppose there's no place like home,' she said.
"'No,' said Granny Weatherwax, still looking thoughtful. "'No, there's a billion places like home, but only one of them's where you live.'
"'So we're going back?' said Magrat.
"'Yes,
but they went the long way.' And saw the elephant.
That is the end of Witches Abroad by Terry Pratchett, and it was read by Nigel Planer.